Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. By now, most of you have heard something of the financial crisis at Evergrande Group, China's largest mortgage company, whose holding company is actually incorporated in the Cayman Islands. According to this year's Fortune magazine Global 500 list, Evergrande was the 122nd largest worldwide in revenues. Evergrande has over $300 billion of liabilities, including at least $100 billion in debt, where it is having difficulty making interest payments due this and next week. A week ago, the Chinese government cut off Evergrande from being able to borrow overnight loans, making the cash crunch even worse. This crisis is not a fresh development. Instead, it is only the scope of the debacle that is now coming to light. For some time, the company has been trying to sell off assets to generate cash flow sufficient to cover interest payments. The reason it had to do this was a huge drop-off in receiving mortgage payments from customers. As I record this, the company is trying to negotiate making interest payments by delivery of real estate instead of cash. The Chinese government is in a no-win dilemma with the Evergrande. Should it bail out the company, it would be an admission that the government has been pursuing the wrong economic development policies for years. Should the government not bail out Evergrande, this will bring on a major financial catastrophe throughout that nation's economy as well as worldwide. Curiously, the Chinese government's actions last Friday were almost exactly on the 13th anniversary of the failure of Lehman Brothers in America, which brought America to the closest point ever of financial collapse. At a minimum, look for the value of China's yuan currency to fall, resulting in a temporary boost in the U.S. dollar. However, global stock indices this week are volatile, with some falling significantly. As of early this week, the U.S. dollar index was temporarily up 1.3% from where it closed on September 3rd. The Evergrande debacle could trigger the next major global financial crisis. If all your current investments are in paper assets like stocks, bonds, and currencies, you need to contact Liberty Coin Service today to acquire a form of wealth insurance. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.